Now we go to another story with a maritime dimension. In the past 6 months, over 18,000 people have been rescued by the Italian Navy. This week alone, 4,000 people were intercepted in a period of just 48 hours as they attempted to migrate from Africa to a new life in Europe. Tom Kington is Rome correspondent with the LA Times. He's been covering this story. I will also be talking as well to Adele McGinley, Director of the Migrants' Rights Centre in Ireland. But first of all to you, Tom, what's been happening there that has prompted the head of the Italian Navy to refer to it in fairly dramatic terms?
Well, yes. Admiral Di Giorgi, the head of the Italian Navy, has referred to this as a biblical exodus. He's in the front line out there, literally scooping migrants out of the Mediterranean, where they often risk drowning as their very rickety vessels go down in rough seas. He's got frigates, he's got large amphibious vessels out there, helicopters, even drones looking for migrants. And as you have just said, there's been many thousands of them this year. And probably this is just the beginning, because as the weather gets better, the seas get calmer through the summer. Typically, you get a spike in sailing. So I think it's just the beginning.
Is there a dilemma for the authorities there in Italy, Tom, in the sense that the more resources they put into recovering people and saving their lives, the more risks that are being taken in rickety vessels putting to sea?
There is certainly a strange conundrum here, insofar as Italy is determined not to let people perish at sea, but the more that they do to go out and save people, the more I think they're encouraging people to set sail, because people are over on the coast of Libya or Egypt are thinking, well, this is great. Now we just get halfway across the Mediterranean and there'll be an Italian Navy vessel to pick us up. So in a way, the Navy is kind of creating work for itself, but it's in a trap. What else can it do? It can't just retreat and say, go on, just drown, see if we care, and maybe that'll be a deterrent, because the Italian government has said they're not prepared to do that.
And of course, there was the tragedy last autumn when 360 people from Somalia and Eritrea died after their boat went on fire there off the island of Lampedusa.
Yes, and that's actually what has triggered the Navy operation. That was such a shocking tragedy that the Navy was called in at quite great expense. I think they're spending €9 million euros a month on this operation. And at the time of the tragedy, the Italians were very keen to bring in the European Union on this and to get funding, but also Navy vessels from other European countries involved. However, as the clamour has died down, Rome is now saying that the Brussels has turned its back on the Italians and is not handing over vessels or cash. So the Italians are sort of feeling that they've been left with the tough job to do here.
Are there reasons to believe that there will be ever greater numbers of migrants seeking to make their way to Europe as a result of conflicts, say, in the Middle East and indeed in Africa this year?
Well, yes, I think so. Certainly Syria has provided a constant stream of migrants who are coming from Egypt. They're setting sail from Egypt. But we were just hearing yesterday, actually, from the Italian Interior Minister that the majority of the boats that have come out this year are still coming from Libya. That's about 121 boats from Libya this year out of a total of 144. They're bringing sub-Saharan Africans, many of whom are coming from conflict areas. But I think what's key here is that many of these people have been working in Libya. They pay their way across the Sahara. They get to Libya, where traditionally they would work as manual laborers under the Gaddafi regime. However, now that Gaddafi is no longer there, now that we have a situation of great instability in Libya and increasing violence, many of these migrants are thinking, well, I'm going to get imprisoned, tortured, raped, murdered here. Time to get on that boat. And that, I think, is what's pushing more people over. So, yes, I think we're going to see a lot more people. And the Interior Minister has come out and said recently he thinks that there are 600,000 people just waiting to make that sailing.
Are they doing anything, finally, Tom, to deter the people who are organising this kind of trafficking?
Well, just as they save people, the migrants themselves, the Italian Navy is going after the traffickers and claims it is increasing the number of arrests this year. Last week, the head of the Navy was telling for the first time the story about how they had chased one ship, which was what was called a mothership. This is a ship that tows migrants in smaller boats out into the middle of the sea, then cuts them adrift so they can then complete the sailing on their own. And the Navy had gone after one of these motherships, chased it for 4 hours, actually fired shots across its bows before being able to bring it to a halt and arrest the traffickers. So, yes, they are actually trying to clamp down. But I think many of the boats coming out from Libya aren't being towed by motherships. It's just migrants out there on their own. So there are no traffickers to arrest.
Tom, thank you indeed for that explanation, that update. Tom Kington, their Rome correspondent of the Los Angeles Times. Back here in studio, Adele McGinley, director of the Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland, is with me. Have you noticed any knock-on effects here with the number of migrants arriving in Ireland?
No, not particularly, I suppose. In terms of people, there's two kind of questions here. One is about migrants, but the other is about people seeking international protection. And a lot of the people that are coming across the Mediterranean are being forced into that situation. So we are seeing people fleeing from, as the correspondent rightly said, from torture, from rape, from murder, very dramatic situations. It's very difficult, to move across sub-Saharan Africa to even get to Libya. And I suppose in terms of the Libyan situation, when Gaddafi was in place, Italy had actually return agreements with Libya. And that was actually in violation of people's human rights. So really, we're talking about human rights violations. For people coming to Ireland, we've kind of a poor record, really, in terms of our reception of people.
They could get stuck in somewhere in the depths of rural Ireland. Not that there's anything wrong with rural Ireland, for maybe years on end with very little to live on and no permission to work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose in terms of Syria, we've had a very poor record of actually kind of inviting people here. We have a new humanitarian response for families of people. The minister has introduced that just recently for family of Syrian refugees in the state for them to come here.
How many are we preparing to take in from Syria?
I think we have a very poor, something like 60. I mean, we have a program refugee system, but that's not very clear at the moment. But in terms of the border issue, I think some of the problems really is that the EU policy, we have kind of a policy of border security control, securitization. That's something that's been driven by Brussels and from the EU. And within that, I suppose, you know, we're seeing a massive loss of life. The EU has not put in place any measures to protect people, and more people are dying on those shores. And people do have the right to seek protection. And
how do you get the balance right, though, Adele, between huge numbers wanting to come and recognising that a certain proportion of them should be allowed in? And then how do you spread them around Europe in a way that's fair and best for everybody, both the migrants and the people in those countries?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think we need to kind of get to grips with two things. We do have a need for migrants. We do have a need for migration into the future now and into the future.
Do you think that's accepted, though, officially?
No, I think it's something that we need to talk about more. You know, we've an ageing population across Europe. We've declining birth rates. There's a need for people to come and take up employment. We're also in competition with other new powerhouses like China and India, where there's going to be a massive need for workers as well. So Europe is not an attractive place for people because, you know, if we're not upholding people's rights, if people can't get here, that's a real problem. So we really need to look at regular channels of migration.
You're not suggesting, or are you, that we should actively go out and seek to increase the numbers of people who come here as migrants and are refugees?
I'm talking about, yes, and Europe as well. You know, so Europe needs to get to grips with the changing demographics across the EU and the world. We live in a global world. We live in a global society. So Ireland is impacted by war and whatever happens in other countries. We are on the periphery of Europe, so we're probably less so in terms of how people get here. It's actually harder to get here. It's easier to traverse across mainland Europe than to come to Ireland. But really, we need to think about migration in a much, much broader context.
We'll leave it there. Adele, thank you for coming in. Adele McGinley, Director of the Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland. Thank you indeed.